بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before we begin, just a disclaimer, inshallah, in about an hour's time, there will also be another bayan by our own Shaykh, Hazraji Ramiz Barakatuhum. So inshallah, we'd like all of our students to listen to that bayan. It will be in Urdu, but inshallah, it will be very beneficial. So inshallah, we'll just make it short this time, and we'll try to end before 12, so that all of our students can also inshallah listen to the bayan of our own Hazrat inshallah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There is a word in Arabic language which is called wilaya. And this word, Allah's Fatiha, is used in Quran in many different ways. And really the truth is that the whole reason we have been created, by Allah's Fatiha, to attain the wilaya of Allah's Fatiha. That is the mission, that is the maqsad, that is the purpose of the life of human being on earth. In fact, there could be no greater purpose, no greater achievement, no greater attainment than wilaya. And the more and more we are divorced from this, the more and more we make dunya our wali, the more and more we become the wali of ghairullah, the wali of sins, the less chance we have of becoming the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what does this word mean? And it's a fascinating word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually refers to the relationship a person has, a believer has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another sense, it also refers to the relationship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with the believers. A very famous Shaykh, Shaykh Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi, was telling the audience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the mu'mineen. And he responded as a proof, he responded by this verse, that Allahu waliyyul ladina aminu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali of those people who have iman. Now actually, when it should have been the other way around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have said, it's the other way around. That people who have iman, they become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ishara in the message in this ayah is, that rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so pleased and so loved our offering of iman, our professing of basic iman, that He gave us His wilaya. He gave us His friendship, His intimate companionship to those people who believe. So after iman comes wilaya. In other words, once a person enters iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah that I am your wali. And really the rest of the life of a mu'min is geared at reciprocating that wilaya and becoming themselves the wali of Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this friends also, it's a very weak word, doesn't capture the whole power and the intensity of this word wilaya. It means to have a very intimate connection, a friendship, a companionship, a closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what this word means. So our heart really should be saying that, Ya Allah, You have said in Quran, Allahu waliyyul ladina aminu. I also want to respond to this ayah. I'm going to make myself also a wali. I want to make myself a wali Allah. And every person has some type of wilayah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first level of wilaya. Just by being a virtue, from being a mu'min, just by being a person of iman, she already has some love, some relationship, some taluk, some nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what wilaya means. She has that some level of love, some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just by being a mu'min, you already have that. Whether you have that every day, whether you are distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only once a week, but still in the bottom of your heart, you still have some type of connection. And really that is what's called in Arabic as wilaya. Wilaya ama. The wilaya of the generality. And then when a person moves closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he journeys on this path of drawing himself or herself close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he or she gets something which is called vilaya khasa. This is a higher level of vilaya, a more special level of muhabbat and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way you can understand this is that everyone has some level of iman, but different people have different intensities of iman, different hararat of iman, different temperatures of iman. For example, there is water, and there is room temperature water, and there is lukewarm water, and there is hot water, there is boiling hot water, and there is something called scalding hot water. They're all water. But the thermal energy in all these water is different. And just like that, the thermal energy of the muhabba and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ignite and heat up the person's iman in his heart. And somebody may have zero thermal energy, someone may have one or two joules of energy, and someone may have even more, and they have even more. And this actually is the path of tazkiyah. This actually is the path of vilaya. When you talk about the tasawwuf or tazkiyah or ihsan, this is actually this path of vilaya. And the whole purpose is to increase in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to move further and further, more and more towards that vilaya, such that a person becomes the true ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who becomes the intoxicated lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is ready to accept and obey every command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon him. To obey every command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon him, to leave every sin, to leave any and every act which is even slightly displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is ready to sacrifice in anything and everything to follow the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Habib and Mahbub, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what wilaya is. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. One way of understanding this ayah is that these are the people who have perfected their iman, who have kamil iman. And one dalil, one proof, one definition of their kamil iman is that they are extremely intense in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. So this is a journey actually from that first ayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this wilaya just by professing our iman, that Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. And moving on to this other ayah, wallazina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. To progress from this ayah of wilaya to getting this ashaddu hubban lillah. This is the journey which we have to make. This is the journey where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. There's also another word which is sometimes used to explain this journey. Move from this bare level wilaya ama, this general wilaya, onto this becoming the awliya Allah, the wali of Allah's father. And that word which is mentioned is sometimes which is used to explain this is called nisbat. Nisbat. Nisbat in the Arabic language means to have relation, to have a relationship, to have a connection. And it is rule in nisbat that when two things or two parties are joined together, the hukum of the ruling of that thing which is higher gets transferred to that thing which is lower. This is important point, important principle in nisbat, that the ruling of that thing which is higher, it gets transferred or translated to that thing which is lower. So if two things are connected, one thing is higher in value and the other thing is lower in value, but they don't meet in the middle, nor does the higher one descend to the level of the lower one. Rather, because of this nisbat, that which has a lower value is actually raised up to the one to the higher value. So let me give you an example. You take a tile outside the masjid, just a piece of tile, one ceramic tile, plain tile, that has a particular value. Now, if you say the word masjid, masjid has a very high value. If you say the word Baitul Khala or restroom or washroom or bathroom, bathroom has a very low value. Now when you take that tile and make its nisbat with the bathroom, the tile is going to have that same lowly value as that of the bathroom. And the second you take that tile and put it in the masjid, it has the nisbat with the masjid, is now going to have that same value as that of the masjid. It's a brand new masjid, a brand new bathroom, exact same tile. This tile, you're willing to put your bare forehead on it, and the other tile, you're not even willing to put your bare foot on it. Allahu Akbar. You go and wear a sandal. Why? Because of the nisbat. Because that is what you call a bathroom katan. And this is the masjid katan. This is actually the incredible mercy when we read Quran. Those pages where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions his nisbat with the people of Iman. It's actually Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's incredible mercy, incredible blessing of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that he chose to make us, chose to grant us that nisbat and make us such human beings who accepted Iman by calling us as people who are Abdullah, the servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is a nisbat, a relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, a gift from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that he calls us as people Abdullah. And because of that nisbat, our value goes up in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's eyes so much that nothing less than a timeless eternity, nothing less than eternal life can pay for that value. This eternity actually is the attribute of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He is that being who is so valuable that he should live forever. What of me and you that we should live forever? No. If a person has this nisbat with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if you adopt this nisbat of Iman, if you adopt this nisbat of Taqwa, if you adopt this nisbat of Ibadah, of Sunnah, etc., then you value, then your value in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's eyes is increased so much, so eternally and so infinitely, you become priceless in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's eyes. And there is no finite price that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can give you for your Iman, therefore He gives you His limitless, priceless eternity, is Jannah as a return for your Iman. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Arhamar Rahimeen. This is Ar-Rabbe Kareem. And that is why, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me and you for, to get this wilaya. To make ourselves such that we can get, become, make ourselves the awliya Allah. This is actually a category of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran. Awliya Allah. This is actually a group of people who have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have this nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who have this very strong, the most truest of nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are people who are His truest ibad, who are the truest of the siddiqeen, the salihin, the muttaqeen, and the muhsineen. People have joined themselves completely, irreversibly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the level of ibadullah, abdullah. And then the people who are the most truest in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a high level. That's the maqam of Waliullah, Awliyaullah. And the basis, the foundation of their taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just their nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their closeness they feel with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their intimate companionship which they feel with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only after this nisbat which they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everything in being comes. Everything. This is a principle which we need to remember always, remind ourselves that it is this nisbat which a person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after which everything in our deen comes. When we read the stories and lives of the great people, the great scholars of our ummah, the muhaddisin, the mufassirin, all the great people, when you read their lives, for instance, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala anhu, he was not actually the smartest muhaddis to ever live. It's actually a mistake in our mind. But it was actually his taluk, his nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave him that qubuliyya, that gave him that brilliance. That is actually a brilliance that comes from above. It is not a brilliance that comes from within. Take another example, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. All these people had a nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You read the lives of all the great muhaddiseen, the fuqaha, the mufassireen, and you'll see their taqwa. You'll see their ibadat. You'll see their zikr. You'll see their sunnat. This is their real vilayat. This is their real essence. This is the raaz behind their qubuliyat. The noor of their vilayat will lift from the pages, literally. You'll see it in their lives. You'll read their lives and you'll think that you're reading the lives of an angel. That was their real accomplishment. Today, as in we read their works, we read their books, and the world filters their life to us through books printed and published by Harvard and Princeton. It sanitizes their reliance, their spirituality, their ruhaniyah, their taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
that the best of us, we view them as only as ulama, as scholars, that's it. And we have forgotten that their asal reality, the core foundation, was that they were awliya Allah. They were the waliyas of Allah's father. That was the real accomplishment, the real attainment, their real success, their connection, their nisbat with Allah SWT. And it's the same thing for any work of deen, any work of dawah, any work of tabligh, same thing. It only comes from wilayat. Today people remember the founders of these people, founders of these movements, as people who are da'is, who are muballigh, but actually they were awliya Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took whatever work was required for the need of the ummah at that time from them. This was their asal, their taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we talk about different things in our program, but this is actually the real goal, to get the velayat. So, pichla to baby stuff. This should be our main aim. To get the primary goal. Many people ask this question, what's the primary goal? Primary goal is to get this vilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be your aim. And if a person can get this vilayat, then only they will leave those sins. Lead such a sin-free life. That's the connection. This intense ashad muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable that person, will make it easy for that person to leave each and every drop of sin in that person. And the reason why I'm saying that this, we should make this aim, we should make wilayat our aim, is that the young man or a young woman who only thinks that iman is her aim, generally it is human nature that most of us, we fall short. We fall short of our goal, we fall short of our aim. That's just human nature. We fall short of our target. You say that I'm going to gun for a B, you end up with a C. If you gun for just basic iman, basic Islam, then there is always a danger that you'll end up with nifaq, you'll end up in kufr. You'll end up with shirk, shirk-e-khafi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom, being ahkam al-hakimeen, has set the target as wilayat. And which wilayat is this? Not the wilayat of some person, some random person. No. This is the, what is the wilayat which Allah SWT has made our target? The target Allah SWT has set in Quran. Allah SWT is saying that you should make yourself as big a wali as Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. It's the wilayat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That should be our target. You cannot make yourself a Nabi, but you must make yourself or try to make yourself as big a wali as Sayyidina Rasulullah wali to Allah SWT. At least you should spend your entire life trying. No one can reach that level, but to spend the life trying. That's their purpose. Why? Because Allah Sayyidina Rasulullah's life was full of mercy, was sent as a mercy unto the world. For us human beings, it is also a mercy of us that have been part of that alameen that Allah SWT has sent us, the pure and pristine exalted example. Allah SWT is really saying that bring to me that velayat of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Bring to me the level of tawakkul, the level of taqwa, the level of taharat, the level of zikr, the level of ibadat, the level of sabr and sugar. Bring that to me. It's a completely different scale to assess ourselves. That person who starts to think like that I've not been created for the frivolous loves in this world, not being created for societies, not being created for music or some other fashion, culture, society, idea in my mind. Rather, I've been created for velayat. Once he starts thinking in such a manner, he'll start thinking completely differently. He'll start to view his whole life differently. He'll start to view his outward appearances differently. He'll view his inner reality differently. He will view his actions differently, his statements, his feelings, his thoughts, everything differently. Why? Because he has a new scale to assess himself, a new balance. Why do we weigh ourselves just on the scale of iman? Why don't we weigh ourselves on the scale of taqwa, on the scale of velaya. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Literally compare ourselves with the example, with the most noble, pristine, pure example of Sayyidina Rasulullah. And how far are we from that mark? Khair, nobody can make that claim that they are on that mark. But the question really is that do we even have our concepts right? What we call goal-oriented life. Have we even set the goal where it's supposed to be set? Are we leading lives which are goal-oriented? Obviously, success in the literal sense, we won't be able to, it's not possible here. You never become as big a wali as Sayyidina Rasulullah. But the question is that have you made it your goal? Have you oriented your entire life in that direction? And if you do orient your entire life, what does that mean? It means distraction of the life which you call the dunya. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the nisbat with the beloved messenger, with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all of Akhirah. All of Akhirah. You'll be with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah for all of eternity. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah. With success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in Jannah that you will be with Him. Your job in this world is to orient your life, this section of life called dunya, such that you become, you target and make Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your model. But if a person can live this lifestyle of sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'll give you eternity with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is actually what we are rejecting. Sometimes people say, I'm just rejecting sunnah. It's not a person is rejecting 80 years of sunnah life, no. But rather a person is rejecting an eternity of companionship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what you're rejecting. We should sometimes open up the magnitude of what we are doing, of what we are saying. And for what are we doing this? What do you have to show for it? Whose company did you get? What can the career offer you? The feeling of being a modern man or modern woman offer you? The companionship of someone else offer you? What is it compared to this? The reality of things should be opened up. This life is precious. Every moment is precious. It's of massive value. Why? Because it's actually an opportunity for us to gain something which is priceless. So this is nisbat. If a person cannot establish this big nisbat directly, you must try to establish this nisbat indirectly. You don't have access to the professor. You go to the TA, the teaching assistant. You can't meet the main philosopher, main Marx right now. If you cannot meet Marx right now, you go to the Marxist scholar. That's the way we work in dunya. If a person wants to attach himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get the main nisbat, big nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must attach yourself with those links that will attach you back to Sayyidina Rasulullah. That is our deen. That is how Allah Ta'ala has designed our deen. That is how Allah Ta'ala has structured our deen. Our deen is not that you live and lead it independently on your own. You have to orphan yourself, you have to isolate yourself, you have to run a one-man show. Allah Ta'ala hasn't designed this deen in such a way. Every single thing in our deen comes from sanad, comes from a chain of transmission. You study hadith, you must do so from a line of scholars. You must go back to the Prophet. And likewise, if a person wants to follow this path of walaya, you must do so from a line of people. That line goes back, the path goes back to Sayyidina Rasulullah. You must connect yourself with those people who have connected themselves with those people who have connected themselves back all the way up to Sayyidina Rasulullah. person doesn't connect in such a manner, then they'll remain disconnected. And that person who remains disconnected on this earth is not going to be connected on the Day of Judgment. If you are disconnected on this earth, you'll be disconnected on that day. And if the person is disconnected on that day, Allahu Akbar, there is no greater sorrow. Even the word sorrow is such a pathetic word to explain this. There is no greater tragedy, no greater sorrow, no greater grief, sadness, and depression, and misery. Just imagine the most absolute, complete, utter loss. People say, my whole life is taken away from me. On that day, your whole eternity will be taken away from you. Can you imagine the grief and sorrow of such a person? That's infinitely more terrifying than the fire of hell. And some of the Muhasirun have said that. It's more than the physical azab would be the spiritual emotion, the spiritual azab of knowing that you have failed. That's the failure. We're worried about the failure in this dunya. That's the failure. That's the real failure. That's the real feeling of knowing that you're a loser. Knowing on that day that you have lost. What's the failure in this world compared to that feeling of failure? With the puchnay. That's the feeling. That's the feeling of loss for all of eternity. Feeling that emptiness, that void, that vacuum of failure. Me and you, we cannot even handle failure for a few minutes in this world. Imagine getting an F in one university course. Imagine getting an F on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all from such a day. We send His hidayah. We open our eyes to the reality of the life so that we can live a life which is accepted by Him. We have to make this deep change in our actions. We have to make this deep change in the way we think. We have to make this deep change within our heart, the maqsad why Allah has created us. We have to make these changes. It's not just the zahir. We have to make this fundamental change in our thinking, the way we carry ourselves, the way we think. We have to change ourselves. And this change will not come automatically. Change will not come after graduation. It will not come after getting a job. It won't come after marriage. It's something which a person has to work on. Have to make a decision. One day, one moment, you have to make a decision. Till now, I've been living my own life. I've been following and chasing my own nafs, my own desires. I think I'm doing ibadah, but actually I'm just chasing my own nafs. Just shirk, shirk e khafi. Whatever things which are like from the deen, I pick and choose. Like I go and pick and choose a Subway sandwich. Like this ingredient, that ingredient. That's the life which we are leading. That's the deen which we are leading. That we pick and choose. We cut corners in our deen. You haven't entered completely and absolutely in the deen. You haven't completely submitted ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the change when a person makes. Till now, I've been chasing my own desires, my own projects and ideas. But now I'm turning away. Turning away completely in my heart. Turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I submit the very core of my being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to seek out that wilayat. I want to seek out that nisbat with those people who are already connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to chase after such people. I want to make such my taluk with them extremely strong. I'm tired of living just for fun, or for laziness, or for sleep, or for some fancy idea I have in my mind. I'm sick of it. That is the moment we must make in our life. This laziness, it won't go away. We have to fight it. There's nothing about getting older that will make this decision easy. Trust me. With time, the more one delays this decision, it becomes difficult and difficult. It becomes harder once you do your master's. It becomes harder once you do your PhD. Once you have your career, once you get married, it becomes very hard. Why? Because you have more and more distractions now. More and more you're attached to Ghairullah. More and more attached to creation. More and more responsibilities and rights to fulfill. It's easier now. It's easier this minute, this moment, to take this plunge into the ocean of Sunnah, to take this plunge into the ocean of Vilaya. That is what the Prophet is saying in Quran, that enter into the deen of Islam, fisilmi kafa. He says on the Prophet, you should enter fisilmi kafa, you should enter totally, completely, absolutely. Not tentatively, gradually, skeptically, no. Kafatan. If a person does this bargain, this immediate sada, don't think twice about it. Don't second guess. Don't look around. It's no time for that anymore. Give ourselves, give yourself absolutely, entirely to Allah. Don't fool yourself about changing the life of other people. Change your own life first. In this verses we mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. That whoever gives himself or herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes theirs. Instant. There's no delay in it. The one is sincere in his heart, makes true tawbah from everything. From a laziness, from a sin, from the life of ghafla, from heedlessness. Anything and everything that is against his pleasure, and makes a deep sincere pledge in our heart. Allah, Ya Allah, from this moment on, I just want to live for you. I want to chase after this muhabba, this velaya. No time to think, just move. Just move. You have to make that movement. And what happens when someone makes that movement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi, that I'm with my servant when he draws near to me. In other words, when he makes that movement, I'm with my servant. If he comes to me a handspan, I come to him an arm's length. If he comes to me walking, in atani yamshi, ataituhu harwala, I come to him running. That is our Rabb. Is there anything in this world to keep us from walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he will come to us running, we should go to him running ourselves. He will come to you fleeing. You don't understand what that means till we do it. That human being towards whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs, that person's life is totally different. That's the life of the awliya Allah. That's the life of our mashayikh. Totally different life. They have barakah, they have itminan, they have sukoon, they have halawat. Incredible life. Your life will be embraced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll belong where you truly belong. When you do sajda, you'll feel as if you've placed your forehead in the laps of your mother. Jai itminan milta hai ki maa ki god mein sajda karti. Aisa maza aata. You'll have a feeling of belonging where you're supposed to belong. You'll be possessed by the true possessor. Nothing else like it in this world. No other experience can touch it. You look back at your life and you laugh at the pleasures of this world. That is vilaya. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. That the awliya of Allah, that such people who have no khawf, lead a completely threat-free life. No fear on them whatsoever. Zero fear. And walahum yahzanun, they have no worries. Me and you, we can only dream of such a life, only hope for such a life. But if a person gives himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for such a life, decrees for you such a life. He grants you such a life. That is Arhamur Rahim. That is Rabbi Kareem. And really, a person himself can never get this life. It's only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees this life of such a person that he can experience and savor this life, get the flavor of such a life. You have to attract the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing more and more dhikr. That's why Mashaikh teach dhikr. Muraqabah, istighfar, salawat, tilawat, Quran, all of this to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will do the asal purification. Zakkihi man yasha. That he is the muzakki al-haqiqi, the true purifier, the only real purifier. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and mercy. You have to attract that mercy, which will enable us to make that change. This is the history of our ummah. You read the life of Sahaba Ikram, you read the history of this ummah, this is the history, this dynamic change. Surrendering themselves, surrendering their nafs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the history where a thief has become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ummah where a murderer has become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ummah where a zani has become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that ummah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for its bilayat khasa. This is that ummah for which the doors of Tawbah have been thrown open, wide open. Hadith Mubarak, At-ta'ibu kamalla zamba lahu. That person who asks for forgiveness makes Tawbah is like a person who has no sin. His slate is erased completely. In an instant, he goes from being a sinner to a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. Instantly. One night they're a drunkard. Next morning they wake up, they're a wali. One moment they're going to slaughter Sayyidina Rasulullah. They're the number one kafir. Naked sword in their hand. Going to with the niyat, with the intention that we're going to slaughter Sayyidina Rasulullah. This is the life, this is the example of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The number one kafir at that time. And next moment, they're Allah. Allah. Sayyidina Umar radi Allahu ta'ala an Khalifatul Rasul Amirul Mu'mineen. This is the wilayat. This is the wilayat. Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Majesty. Render to Allah's father. You must change. Even now this happens. Don't say this is something that happened in the past. Give you one story. Let me end with this. Story we heard from our own Sheikh about someone who is alive right now. A black American who was an unbeliever, caught on a crime and put in jail in North Carolina. And he had the tawfiq, the ability to accept Islam in jail. He accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his Rabb. There was a person who used to work in jail and he told the story. And he said that I went up to this convert, to this revert, and I asked him a question, which I ask many people. Said, what is the biggest change that you have felt in your life after you accepted Islam? What is the biggest change? The black American Muslim, he told that man and said, oh Sheikh, I'm on a prison term for just a few years. And this prison term will end in a few months. Because they caught me actually on a very small crime. But if you want to know the reality is that I have committed crimes that you can't even imagine. Such heinous crime, such despicable crime, such vulgar crime that you can't even imagine. I used to murder people. And after murdering them, I used to dance around their bodies in the pool of the blood. And I used to desire, and I used to derive satisfaction and enjoyment and laughter from doing such a thing. And it means that I deserve to be in jail for my whole life. That was the type of a person I was. That was the type of a sinner. That was how hard-hearted I was. But now, after accepting Islam, after getting this nur of wilayat in my heart, when I walk in the yard of the prison, I keep my gaze on the ground to make sure that I don't even trample over a single ant. Allah. That is tawbah. That is change. That is the man who made himself the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is wilayat. To change so completely. To give yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so absolutely that only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for that. If that man can do it in jail in North Carolina, can't we do it sitting in our home? In UK, in US, in Pakistan? Should pledge ourselves to Allah's Father. Allah's Father will be true to that pledge. He is the most truest beloved, truest lover. If you pledge yourself to anything else in this world, you'll be deceived and deluded. If we are human beings, if we must attach ourselves, if we must follow some path, if we must have some vision, some goal, why not take that goal and vision given to us by the truest of all beings, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why not make Him the object of our love, He who knows best how to honor that love. He who knows best how to love us back. He whose love for us is far greater than any love that anyone can give us. That should be our goal, our mission. We should first step is to tawbah. Secretly, silently, turn in tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throw away all our past. Present ourselves, our tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us istiqamah on our tawbah. Second step. The zikr askar which we teach to our students, make ourselves firm and steadfast in that tawbah. That's the real goal, real niyat behind it. May Allah Fatima give us the ability to proceed to do amal on what was said. And let's have the grant us the abilities and proceed, renounce our sins, leave our path, join the deen of Islam completely and absolutely, drown ourselves, to immerse ourselves irreversibly in the deen of Islam. وَآخِرَ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Before we make dua, inshallah, we'll do short-sighted zikr of the heart. Muraqabah, one of you close your eyes and bow your head. Make niyat and focus on this ayah that Allah has said in the Quran, Fazkuruni azkurkum, that you remember me and I remember you. That Allah, we are disconnecting ourselves from everything else in this world and we are making remembrance of you in our heart, deep inside of our heart. And Ya Allah, we ask you that you remember us by sending your rahmah, by sending your special mercy and hidayah onto our hearts. By cleaning our hearts, by purifying all our sins, and Ya Allah, in gratitude, our heart is calling upon your name, your Ismi Azim, Ismi Jalala, Allah, as if our heart is secretly and silently saying, Allah, 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 and we are listening to the zikr of our heart.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ini doa. Subhana rabbiyal azim Allah wa salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrur rahimin. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب من يقربنا إليك. ربنا يا الله يا ربي كريم, يا الله يا ربي كريم, يا لو انتجع سنف تبي يا ربي كريم. We ask you from the earth infinite رحمة, earth infinite mercy, that يا الله يا ربي كريم grant us the حقيقة of our إيمان, يا الله grant us the حقيقة of our سنة, grant us the حقيقة of ذكر, يا الله يا ربي كريم, يا أرحم الراحمين, يا الله grant us the حقيقة of the ولاية, and grant us the haqiqat of the true love, the true kamil mukammal love. Ya Allah, make us touch, then we can make this journey, and Ya Allah, increase ourselves in Ya Balaya. We can get an extreme and intense love for you, which I mentioned in Quran, that ashaddu hubba lillah. Ya Allah, make us touch, that we can completely, absolutely enter the deen of Islam, completely, Ya Allah, silmi kafa. Ya Allah, they're sick and tired of leading such a hypocritical life, they're sick and tired of, Ya Allah, leading such a ghafla life, full of ghaflat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, take one step towards you, but then shaitan and nafs force it 3, 4 steps, 10 steps back, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, you know the state of our days, you know the state of our nights. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, surely it's difficult for us to come close to you, but Ya Rabbi Kareem, look and gaze upon your infinite rahmah, your arhamur rahimeen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Rabbi rahmah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make it easy for us to come close to you. Ya Allah, you draw us close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you said it, a group of people, that are al-muqarribun, those people you whom you said, you yourself draw them close to you. Ya Allah, make us such people, include us amongst the ranks of muqarribun. Ya Allah, draw us close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us amongst the muqarribun, make us amongst the muttaqeen, the muhsineen, the mukhlaseen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us a heart which is in love with you. Grant us a heart which is in completely, total love with you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove any and even the slightest love we have for Ghairullah from our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us pure love, grant us pure feelings, grant us pure desires. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us purity in our intentions, in our feelings, in our actions. Ya Rabbi Kareem, change this dead heart, change this hardened heart, change this darkened heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Al Muqallib Al Qulub. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, revive our dead hearts. Ya Muzakki Hakiki, Ya Allah, surely we know that this tazkiyah can only be done out of your rahmah, out of your fazl. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we hand ourselves over to you, we pledge ourselves to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, make it easy, this part of tazkiyah easy for us. Ya Allah, purify us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove the effects of sin from our life, remove the stench of sin from our life, remove the filth and dirt of sin from our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove the laziness in our life. Ya Allah, we're sick and tired of being lazy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, it's difficult for us. Ya Allah, make us people who are active. Make us people who are proactive. Make us people who are dynamic in our deen and dunya. Ya Allah, grant us all the hasanat of the dunya. Grant us all the hasanat of deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are completely, when we look at our own abilities, Ya Allah, we lose all hope in ourselves. We don't have any hope. We feel hopeless and despair. But Ya Allah, when we can look into your mercy, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, gain hope from looking at you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are your only help. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are the most truest of helpers. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, draw us close in this path. Make it enable us, Ya Allah, make it easy for us to follow this path of the boy, all Ya Allah, this path of the Wali, this path of drawing, making ourselves Ya Wali, this path of the Nabiyyin, of the Siddiqeen, of the Salihin, of the Shuhada. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept our hearts for this. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our hearts for this path. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our hearts for this iman, for this kamil iman, for this mukammal iman, for this path of zikr, for this path of sunnah. Ya Allah, drench us completely in this ocean of muhabbah of your love. Ya Allah, drench us completely in this ocean of sunnah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept our hearts for tilawat al-Quran. Accept our hearts to be aware in our salah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you with absent hearts. We come to you, we prostrate before you, do sujda to you with absent hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make tawbah of all our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make tawbah of all our shortcomings. Ya Rabbi, we beg to you, Ya Rabbi Kareem, to fix our hearts, to fix this flaw. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to improve at the quality of our salah.
that we can improve the quality of all our ibadah, to grant us surur and sukoon in our ibadah, to grant us the halawat of ibadah, that we can we too want to become amongst your beloved, we too want to become among your lovers. Allah, when will that day come when we too can feel that qurb, that intimacy and closeness with you? Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us for this part of your love. Ya Allah, accept us for this part of your mahbubiyah, of your muhabbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, Ya the most merciful, merciful Rabb. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Hanan, Ya Manan. Ya Allah, accept your iman. Ya Allah, accept your iman, your protection. Ya Allah, protect your iman from all those fitnas outside of the Muslim world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, protect your iman from all those fitnas which are inside of the Muslim world. And Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such, we can thank you for all the blessings which you have given us. Ya Allah, we are drowning in each and every day we are drowning in your blessings. So many of your ni'mah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, you have given us so much. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such that we can be grateful to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, promise, Ya Allah, whatever worries we have in our life, Allah, remove all those worries from our days and night. Remove all those distractions we have in our days and night. Allah, remove all the preoccupations. Ya Allah, accept us for a life of ibadah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, if it's only our laziness to be blamed, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove this laziness also from our life. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to become people who love the musalla, who love the salah, who love the mushaf. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept for this path. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make dua for the entire Muslim Ummah. Allah, grant you special rahmah, mercy on the Ummah. And Ya Allah, make us such that we can attach ourselves with the mashayikh of this Ummah, the true Siddiqeen, the Sulaha of this Ummah, that we can benefit from their words and teachings. And we can make us such that we become pleasing to you. And make us such that we can become pleasing to Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samil alim. Wa tubalayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi. وإخوته محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.